If you could go back in time, which I believe you have a couple of times, would you trade all your Hollywood career for to be just a photographer, or are you happy with a dual career?
No. I'm a very, very lucky guy. I've had a great, great run. When I finished with Star Trek and had done two seasons on Mission Impossible, and I was done with that, around 1971, I did go back to school to study photography academically than I had, and I thought I might change careers. I thought maybe I've done as much of the acting as I need to, but when I had a pretty exciting time at UCLA studying thematic ideas in photography. But what I realized was that I did not want to be a commercial photographer. I did not want to do photography for commerce. I wanted to do fine art photography. And with that in mind, I decided best that I continue with my acting and directing career and enjoy myself doing fine art photography and let it take me wherever it would without trying to depend upon it for making a living.
Right. Well, you still must be proud of creating such an iconic TV character that, you know, that will live forever.
I am. I'm very proud of it. I'm very pleased with the character. I've never really had any problem being identified with the character. There was some question about that in the public, in the mythology, about my concern about being identified with Spock, but it was never real. It was never true.
Mm-hmm.
I was never concerned. I was always proud of being identified with Spock.